settling in to your experience. Allowing your attention to connect with your human experience. In a simple way, with mindfulness, we can know what is happening as something that is happening right now. The breath is happening right now. Relax. Receiving the experience of breathing from the inside, as Gil spoke about. Our organism is a very sensitive organism. It senses, feels, with the fullness of our body and mind. Feeling the breath. This connection to the breath is a support for us both to stabilize our mind, stabilize the attention. It can be easier to remember or recognize when we're present if we have a stabilizing object experience. And it supports a kind of a continuity of mindfulness that begins to allow us to open up to more than the breath. Our goal in mindfulness practice isn't to just stay with the breath, but it is to cultivate the stability of mindfulness, which can receive, notice, be with, witness, feel not only the breath, but body sensations, sounds, we can use the exploration of breathing as a place to rest, to collect, to gather the attention. And then if something is more obvious or something draws the attention, not feeling like there needs to be a conflict, somehow a pull to try to stay with the breath. But if something becomes obvious or predominant, opening to exploring that with mindfulness. these instructions that we offer in the morning can be understood as something that we can do. Explore this area of your experience now, or look at this today. They also can be understood as descriptions of things you might notice, description of experience that might become predominant, and ways to explore or work with them as they do. And so today I'd like to explore the terrain of mind states. Mind states are a broad area of our experience. They're a huge part of what's happening in the present moment. They encompass all of what we would think of as emotions, both wholesome and unwholesome emotions, anger, fear, frustration, irritation, pride, desire, joy, love, compassion, gratitude. A wide range of emotional experience, heart experience. When we say mind state, we could say heart state as well. What is the state of the heart? How are you right now? It's happening already. Mind states also includes a wide range of experience we might not necessarily think of as emotion. States like boredom, sleepiness, restlessness, confusion, spaciness. States like concentration, mindfulness, faith, peace, ease, calm. So how is the heart in this moment? I often find in exploring mind states, it's helpful not to try to focus down or look at a mind state, but more explore what does it mean to be with a mind state. Mind states are often broad, diffuse. They color our experience. A state like boredom, for instance, can just kind of color our experience. It doesn't feel very precise. And so exploring a recognition, maybe the first tool in exploring mind states, just kind of recognizing how are you? How is the heart? In working with mind states, particularly the emotional component, one teacher offers a tool, a set of tools that can be remembered through the use of an acronym. The acronym is RAIN. It's raining today, so we can remember it. It was offered by Michelle McDonald. The R of RAIN stands for recognize. So this question we're looking at or noticing, how is the heart recognizing? And it may be a very quiet experience, such as calm, or it may be a very obvious experience, such as frustration. In recognizing, sometimes a stepping back, opening to the experience as opposed to the feeling of looking at. Often we know our mind states more through how they impact our experience. This is, in a way, the eye of the acronym. The A for RAIN, R-A, stands for allow. Bringing a respectful, kind, loving attention to whatever is in the heart, whatever's in the heart mind. The I different I words, interest. Can you be interested in the experience? Investigate. Notice the impact the mind state has on you, on your system. With emotions in particular, as an emotion arises, there's often an impact on the body. There's a relationship between bodily experience and emotional experience. And so often we can explore our states of mind through how they influence, another I word, influence the body. A state of calm can result in a feeling of openness, ease, release, relaxation in the body. A state of joy, aliveness, lifting, delight, bubbling up sensations perhaps. Anger may be felt as contraction, tension in the throat or heart. Relax. Notice your experience. And maybe occasionally check into how you are. How is the heart? The N of rain. Stands for, I like the word nature. It's natural, what's happening as a result of conditions. A reminder to ourselves this is nature. This is the peace tree growing. This is the anger bush growing. That's what it is. Recognize, allow, and know mind states as nature. Especially with strong emotions, there's a very strong interrelationship between thoughts and emotions. Sometimes we even know we're experiencing an emotion because of the kinds of thoughts that are happening. If there's a lot of thought associated with a strong emotion, just noticing the relationship between emotions and thoughts, it can be very helpful to step back from the thoughts. In this case, turn more directly to the body. Exploring the impact of the emotion on the body. Thoughts have a powerful pull for us out of our present moment. And as Gil pointed out yesterday, when we're with the body, we're in the present moment. And so, especially with strong emotions, exploring that possibility of meeting them, the impact they have on our body. relax, connecting with your human experience. Exploring the breath as an anchor for the attention. Relaxed, receptive attention. As a way to stabilize, cultivate this very profound quality of mindfulness. And as other experience than the breath draws the attention or becomes obvious, allowing mindfulness to explore that area of human experience, whether other body sensations, sounds, mind states.